Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's head out to the dial pad guest line. Ian Williams, former San Francisco 49er. He was in the thick of this 49er-Seahawks rivalry back in the Jim Harbaugh era. Ian, when it was Seahawks week, did anybody have to talk about it, or was it just understood how big a game it was?
I mean, it was more like understood. You know, you knew they were going to come in, and you knew what they were going to give you. You know, they had given us trouble in 12 and 13 and years after that. So, you know, we already knew, you know, the type of atmosphere it was going to be, especially when we had to go up there and play, you know, NFC championship games, stuff like that. You know, those big type of games where, you know, Marshawn Lynch and, you know, Russell was like the head of the Seattle Seahawks at that time, you know. So, yeah, I mean, you kind of know, but it's kind of like the media's job to speak about it. But as players, no, you ain't really, you know, you focus. You know what you need to do on Sunday or Monday.
Ian, we know it's a big game. It's a divisional big game for both teams. Richard Sherman's got a shot at the Seahawks last year. I'm wondering if you're his teammate, they know what's at stake in the bad blood and how he left Seattle. You know what it's like getting ready for a game. Does that mean anything extra? Or talk to us about that perspective, because to me, I'd be like, oh, man, Bonte's going back to his old stomping grounds, bad blood. I might try harder, if that makes sense.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, anytime you want to go back, you go back and play your former team that you felt like, you know, they kind of released you at a certain time. Like, you were kind of, you know, the one of the key portions of that defense, and, you know, what you had done to help them win a Super Bowl, and then they just treat you the way they treat you, and they just let you go. Of course, you know, you think, you know, it was not a strategic, you know, plan for Richard to come to San Francisco so he can play Seattle two times a year. He knew what he was doing by coming here and signing that contract here. But, yeah, he's going to have a little extra when it comes on Monday night, just to prove to Pete Carroll in that defense, you know, hey, you shouldn't have let me go. I'm still in my prime. I may have had an injury. Like, how y'all going to let me go and treat me like y'all treated me after an injury? Y'all knew the type of dude I was, the type of character I had. Of course, I'm going to come back, and I hope you throw the ball my way. Because, Russell, I'm going to show you up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get in this end zone. I'm going to show you up. I'm going to let all y'all know. I'm going to point at all y'all. You too, Pete. All y'all know who I am and why y'all shouldn't have let me go. That's how it's going to be.
And what was it like? I mean, what was Harbaugh like during the height of that rivalry, the peak of that rivalry, when Pete is going at it with Harbaugh, Richard Sherman is bitter, Doug Baldwin is talking trash, Earl Thomas is talking trash? What was Harbaugh like the week of Seahawks week?
I feel like he was just himself. You know, I feel like I had the best perspective out of anybody. You know, the media, you know, you're not really in the locker room and stuff like that. And then at that time, you know, early in my career, I really wasn't playing a lot. And then 13, I had my injury. So I was still, you know, able to go up in the NFC Championship and be at that game in 2013. But, you know, just seeing Harbaugh, like, I feel like he was playing pretty much every week. Obviously, you know, whenever he played his brother or a divisional game, or remember the Detroit where he kind of pushed or slapped the coach. I forget.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Schwartz.
I think.
Jim Schwartz. Jim Schwartz.
Oh, yeah, almost saw the fight on the sideline after the game. Oh, yeah. But I feel like he's the same, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, he's going to bring that intensity, you know, that Harbaugh type of intensity all week long, you know, all 17 weeks and then into the playoffs. So I don't feel like he took the game any bigger than what it was. Obviously, he may have, you know, had that thought in his mind, but he never showed it to us.
Ian, they always talk about how those games were really, really physical. I guess what I'm asking is, can you look back on the games against the Seahawks and say – they were the most physical games that you had in your career, and if so, like, what was the difference between after a game against the Seahawks and after a game against another team?
Oh, no, I saw it. Just how physical the game. I mean, like, we honestly, if you really look back, 2012, 13, 14, especially 12 and 13, we were the two best teams in the NFL. So whoever came out of the NFC that year was going to beat the brakes off of whoever was going to be in the AFC. In the Super Bowl. And if you have the level of two teams like that, obviously, you know, it's going to bring the best out of you. Either you're going to bring it or you're not. And we already knew they were going to bring it, and they knew we were going to bring it. You know, Justin, you know, we were loaded. So we were a veteran team, just like they were a veteran team. They were an up-and-coming team, and we had a whole bunch of veterans. So we were bringing it, you know, every play. So I would see, you know, after games, and this is back when, you know, it's great that we have a rotation now, but, you know, with DeForest and Eric and all these guys, you know, eight guys. But, you know, back in, you know, the early part of the decade with Harbaugh, you know, we, Justin, Ray, Ahmad, and Alden, that was really it. You know, that rusted quarterback. You know, it wasn't no coming out. Me, Dobbs, and Will, you know, we were kind of, you know, filler players, you know what I'm saying? But it was mainly those four, and then Sopawaga and Ricky holding down the base reps. But I knew after games, you know, it took a toll on guys. But, you know, after, you know, the day after a game, I'll come into the weight room. You know, we'll start a weight session at 10 a.m. And, you know, Ray and Justin, you know, they'll be putting up, you know, 350, 400, you know, on the bench rack the next day, or squatting up, you know, 400 pounds on the rack, you know, the next day after a game. So, you know, obviously, you know, it takes a toll on your body when you have two great things like that. But, you know, we're professionals, and guys know how to, you know, take care of the body and stuff like that. And then playing against another team, you know, it is what it is. You know, you get through it, and, you know, you feel sore after the game, and, you know, you kind of recover and stuff like that. But it was just something about those Seattle games, man. You couldn't really say that about L.A. or Arizona, but just something about, like, that Seattle game. It was kind of like some AFC, you know, AFC North kind of football, you know, just like smash mouth in your face. Like, I'm trying to beat you. I'm trying to, you know, defeat my man over me. That's the type of game it was. But I missed the hell out of those games, if you can just tell by my excitement right now.
Yeah, we can. Ian, I'm thinking to myself, how is this damn game going to play out? And Seattle's defense has been getting gashed against the run. So like Arizona, I could see them selling out to try to stop the run. But Ian, I feel like we could see Jimmy G put up numbers again through the air with this new toy, Emmanuel Sanders. I say that to you. How do you process that?
I feel it. I mean, I feel like he showed a lot last week. I feel like he put a lot of doubters, you know, put them to bed after that performance last week. Oh, Jimmy G can't throw. He can't do this. He can't do this. All right, well, shoot, I just have four TDs to multiple receivers, and I just did this. You know, it may have been the Arizona Cardinals, but it was still a good defense, and then, you know, made Patrick Peterson look bad. But Seattle, they have their struggles too. And then, you know, the main acquisition that they made in the offseason, Jadeveon Clowney, he's a great player, and he'll make some great plays, but sometimes he goes, you know, missing and silent during games. And that's why, you know, they struggle at times. And, you know, if you look at those losses or the close games that they've won, you know, he's had some good plays, but like I said, he goes missing. But we just need to be able to run the ball. We're getting, you know, Joe back. I don't know about Mike, but, you know, getting Joe and Juice back and stuff like that. So I feel like that's going to help our running game. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I know Jimmy can go out there and deliver the ball. Obviously, you know, it's why we traded for him. It's why he's a winner. It's why his win percentage is so good. And because he can throw the ball, he can manage the offense. But we're running the ball so well. And obviously, running the ball is safer than throwing the ball. It's less chance to have a turnover. So at the end of the day, you want to be able to run the ball. And that's what we're doing. We're running the ball. We're playing a good defense. And Jimmy, if you need to save the day, come and save the day. He can save the day now. So, you know, as a play caller, you know, Kyle Shanahan, he can call the game a little different. Defensively, you know, Robert Saleh, he can call the game a little different, because now they know, hey, like, Jimmy G can go out here and dish the rock, you know, here and here and here. Like, all right, let's do this. He's a long way from Kansas City. You know, people didn't forget about Kansas City in the preseason. Right. You know, he is where he is now. So continue to run the ball, and then him having to do what he needs to do in that type of moment, if he needs it, he can do it.
95.7 The Game Insider, Ian Williams, former NFL player, of course, with the 49ers, and I'm doing big things on NBC Sports Bay Area. Ian, Quan Alexander, that's one guy who will not be back this season. How do the Niners try to replace him? I know Dre Greenlaw is going to get the start on Monday Night Football, but how do the Niners replace a player like Quan Alexander and what he means to that defense?
You really don't really replace a player like that. I mean, he's going to be around. He had a surgery. And he's going to be back around, you know, the guys. I don't know if he'll be on the sidelines, but he'll be back in the meeting rooms and stuff like that. And he'll still be in the locker room. But I just feel like you can't replace a player like that. You just have to collectively, you know, take it upon, you know, each one another. You know, Fred Warner, Richard Sherman, Eric Armstead, DeForest Buckner, you know, all the veterans of this team, Jaquasi Tart, you know, these guys are going to have to, you know, kind of, you know, take on that leadership role a little bit, because, you know, that he was that energy out there, and you need guys like that. You know, we had Anthony Dixon, we had Quentin Patton, you know, we had guys, you know, that brought the energy when the team needed it in training camp and in a rough game. where, you know, it's Washington and, you know, it's 0-0, it's 3-3, and now we need to win the game and it's raining, or the Steelers, we've turned the ball over five times and we need the defense to come out here and continue to make stops so our offense can put up points so we can win this game. He's that type of guy. If you look at the sidelines, you know, on defense, you know, George Kittle's that guy on the offense that gets the you know, engine running, gets everybody going and stuff like that. Quan is that guy. So, you know, I just hope they don't, you know, they don't lose that aspect and they continue that spirit that Quan had on the field, you know, because it's a huge loss. But I feel like Dre's done a good job. You know, he got some reps in at the end of Arizona, and he's played a lot over the season. And the good thing, Bonte and y'all, you know, we haven't talked about him a lot, which is a good thing. He's a rookie. You know, right. We don't want to be talking about rookies. You know, Bosa's doing his thing. He's getting sacked, obviously. But Dre, he's doing a good job, you know, just being, you know, a rookie and doing his job and stuff like that. So I feel like he's going to continue that. And, you know, now he's getting these reps. He's going to be even better, you know, later on in the season so that, you know, when the playoffs come, he's going to be ready. It's not like, oh, Quan got hurt, you know, week 17. Oh, what the hell is Dre going to do in the playoffs and stuff like that? You know, we're going to know what he can do.
Yeah, it's a good point. Should be a ton of fun out there Monday night. Hopefully we'll see you out there, Ian.
For sure, man. Hopefully not. I don't know. I mean, every time we get done with these conversations, you know, and we come back next week, and it's another win. So I hope we keep
there you go.
Yeah.
Good luck, Charm, here at BS.
Thanks so much, Ian. Appreciate it. Ian Williams, former San Francisco 49er.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.